But then a lot of people still call necklaces, still call beads a necklace, especially if it's a two-strand or a three-strand string of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one man really beats the other one, you might say that one man, what, the other one?
Oh, he really tore him up or really beat him up. I don't know just what.
Well, that's fine. Any of these, you know, we just wondered what kinds of expressions people use. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You could say he got down on his...
He got down on his heels or on his honkers.
That's what I was looking for. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he's really a...
He's really an old miser. Well, I have had people refer to him as a stinkeries, but I didn't think that was very good description. I would think that would more or less apply to character and reputation. But I have heard him called stinkeries and a stingy old cuss. Especially if some fellow wanted to borrow $5 and he knew the man had plenty of money and walked up and wanted to borrow the $5 and he wasn't much of a hand to pay back, and he'd turn him down and refuse the loan. He could really get off his back and tell you what a stingy old cuss he was.
Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes that just don't match at all. You could say he really looks
tacky.
Okay, and do you use the same word for a man and a woman? I mean, could a woman look tacky as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But in fact, when I was a teenager and before I married, I'd say once or twice a year, somebody in the community would give a tacky party.
Oh, really?
And people would go dressed up tacky.
Oh, that would be kind of fun.
And give a premium for they would have judges and... for the boy and for the girl. For the tackiest boy or girl.
Okay, well, what do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You say he's really...
dressed up.
Okay, and same for a woman?
I would think so.
Okay. And what word do you use to refer to an old person who gets around very well? You can say he's really what for his age?
Spry.
Okay. And a person who never wants to do any work is?
Lazy.
And what's a bird that makes a hole in tree trunks with his bill?
A what now?
A bird that makes holes in tree trunks with his bill.
Woodpecker.
Okay. Collins had a word that I had never heard.
Redhead?
How did they?
A what?
Yeller heller? Or something like that.
Yellowhammer.
Yellowhammer.
Hammer? I thought she said heller.
Yeah, they didn't say yellowhammer, they said yellowhammer.
Yeah.
There's a difference in yellow and yalla.
Yeah. And what about an insect that hops around in dry grass?
Grasshopper.
Okay. And see, what do you call an old, dilapidated old house that superstitious people might say spirits lived in?
What do they call those there? It's a witch.
Mm-hmm. What is that question?
Thank you.
Okay, would you say it again so it'll get on the mic?
That type of house would just be called a haunted house.
And what are the things that live in the haunted house?
Hank.
No.
Okay.
Normally now we say ghosts. Speak of them as ghosts, as spooks.